Well, Father, I just thank you right now for your son. He died as a man. He was human. He felt every blow. But he said his heart was ready. He was ready to endure whatever it took to go to the cross so that we could be saved. And one day sit in heavenly places and not go to hell. And for that, Father God, this church honors you. And it thanks your son, Jesus, for all that he went through. But Father God, I know all day you just kept impressing upon me that this is really a day of total, complete, unadulterated love for your people. And we receive that, Father. And Father, we ask you right now to, I know there's hard hearts in here. I know there's cold hearts in here. I'm asking you, Father God, to give them one last time. Give them one last time, Father God, to receive your son Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And get out of sin, out of their hate, out of their judgmental attitudes, and to walk in holiness, Father. Father God, this is an Easter season like no other. It's just not the same old Easter season. And I know it's because you're trying to turn the hearts to you before your son comes a second time. And Father God, I thank you for those who chose to sit at home. I thank you, Father God, that you're still with them no matter where they're at. And I'm asking you to keep dealing with their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. God gave me a prophetic word to give tonight. He said, my son walked up Calvary's hill carrying a cross that only he could bear. He hung on that cross until his assignment here on earth was finished. And then he cried out, it is finished. And you read the story of that in Luke 23, verses 26 through 43. God said, my son went all the way to Calvary. He did not quit before his race was finished. He knew that he would have to endure, and he still carried that cross for you. My word tells you that as he called out to me, his father, his sweat was like great drops of blood. And we're going to read that scripture in Luke 22:41. And Jesus was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto Jesus from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. We can see in verse 42 that Jesus did not want to go through what he had to go through. Because he said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. But he said, even if you don't, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And then at that point, an angel come and minister to him to help him endure what we just watched. God goes on to say, children, I have promised you that some will suffer for my name's sake. You find that Philippians 1:29. There are those in here tonight that will suffer as they carry their cross. I will not remove the agony. You are like my son Jesus, and you must carry the cross all the way to victory, no matter what is written on that cross. I want to read that again. Jesus said, children, I have promised you that some will suffer for my name's sake. There are those in here tonight that will suffer as they carry their cross. I will not remove the agony. He didn't remove Jesus' agony. You are like my son Jesus, and you must carry the cross all the way to victory, no matter what is written on that cross. When I was first born again, God said to me, some are born to suffer, and you are one of those. I have not liked the journey I'm on, but it's the journey I chose to stay on. And I'm like everybody else. I would like to have what you have. But if you have a special calling on your life, you're different. And you suffer for the name of Jesus. Some of you in here tonight might be in those same shoes. You gave your heart to Jesus, and you suffered from that day on because you carry that name. God said many lives are being held captive because others dropped their cross before their assignment was finished. They would not go all the way. They stopped, looked around, and then decided not to finish the race. Do you apply to this statement from God? Read it again. Many lives are being held captive because others dropped their cross before their assignment was finished. They would not go all the way. They stopped, looked around, and they decided not to finish the race. In other words, they didn't want to suffer for another soul. God said, my word tells you that I will never give you more than you can bear. And you find that 1 Corinthians 10:13. And those I call, I equip. Just as the angel came and ministered to Jesus before he went through that beating, God equips us. God sends his angels to us to strengthen us to go through the assignments that he gives us. He never just says, here, you're going to go do this. It's a bad assignment. He always sends the angels to minister to us. God said, all of heaven is at your disposal, just as it was for my son Jesus. The word tells you that he could have called legions of angels to come and fight for him, but he chose to stay the course, no matter the cost. You know, if you're really following Jesus with all your heart and you're suffering, you have times like Jesus did whenever he said, Father, if it be thy will, remove this cup from me. But Father, if you don't want to remove the cup, then so be it. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what Jesus did. Sometimes when we go on an assignment, we get into it, we think, this is really hard, and I don't know if I can finish this race. But then you think about why you're really serving God, and it's not so you can be always on the good side. It's for the souls that are lost and dying out there. And you have to think about those souls instead of yourself. It's going to cost you a lot to get souls saved. But look what Jesus went through. This night is a night I want you to remember always. And when it seems too hard a fight, look up and understand that souls are waiting for you to finish your race. I'm alive today. I could have just died. But I will myself to live. Because I still have souls that are assigned to me to save before the Father takes me on home. Some days it's hard, but I have to keep remembering that there's a soul that needs me here. And that's what's keeping me going. Jesus knew this, that we needed him, and that's why he kept on going and took the beatings and did everything that he did. It was for you and I. My word tells you now and always that I will never leave nor forsake you. That my son cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And you'll find that in Matthew 27:46. That is how heavy his cross was. But in the end, he still cried out, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. There'll be many assignments that you guys are young yet. God will put you on, give you many assignments that are going to be really super hard. And I've done that. God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you left me here in this mess? But then you'll work yourself through that and you'll be just like Jesus. And as he's dying on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. You'll find yourself when you're ministering to people and they're being really ignorant and cruel to you and talking behind your back, stealing from you, whatever they're doing to you, you'll find yourself saying, even in the midst of your assignment, Father, forgive them. They really don't know what they're doing. They don't understand they're coming against a child of God. And there's repercussions for doing that. All right? God said, children, this night, I forgive you of your complacency. I forgive you for doubting my assistance when circumstances seemed too hard and the cross felt too heavy. And that's just what I was talking about right there. I forgive you for doubting my assistance when circumstance seemed too hard and the cross felt too heavy. God said, I am honoring my son's request tonight. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So what did God say there, Father? Children, this night I forgive you of your complacency. So God is forgiving us because we thought more of ourselves, our own needs, our own wants, our own desires, than that lost soul that hasn't had a chance to hear about Jesus. God said, I am calling you forth this night into a somber stance with me. Regroup, pick up your cross, and continue on your journey. There are billions of souls crying out to me for rescue. Will you go forth as my son Jesus did, bringing them salvation with my word? Will you deny yourself and follow me? Let's read that again. I am calling you forth this night into a somber stance with me. Regroup, pick up your cross, and continue on your journey. There are billions of souls crying out to me for rescue. Will you go forth as my son Jesus did, bringing them salvation with my word? Will you deny yourself and follow me? This is what the gist of what God is wanting us to do tonight. God said, for 30 years, my son Jesus knew the horrendous journey he would have to endure. But he kept his eyes on the prize and finished his race. I wish you guys would finish your race. I wish you'd take your eyes off of yourself and your needs, your wants, your desires, and place them back on Jesus, or place them on Jesus if you haven't ever, and run that race for those lost souls that are out there dying by the second because you're too selfish and so insecure that all you can think about is yourself. God said Paul suffered, but he said in Philippians 3, 8, 10, and 14, Paul said, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Paul says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward a mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul lost everything. He was a well-known person in the community, well-respected. And when God called him, he was rejected by everybody, just like Jesus was. But he endured all the suffering. He was whipped 39 times. You know, he was whipped with 39 lashes 5 times. Jesus had 39 lashes 1 time that you saw in the picture. Paul went through that 5 times. And he still served God. And at the end, he gave God the glory. Church, the church is not about their business. And your business is winning souls for the kingdom of God. It's not professing to know Christ, not professing you go to church, then acting like the world and the devil himself. It's about living holy, righteous. You're not going to win anybody to Christ by being a hateful, ignorant person. And when you're around a hateful, ignorant person long enough, it just about kills you spiritually. Because that's a very, very dark place to be when you're hateful and ignorant. Jesus wasn't any of that. So if you're professing to be a child of God, why are you that way? Isn't it right? We have to think about these things. And we can't think, well, they don't like me or they're talking about me. You know, they didn't like Jesus and they talked about him. If you're in that place and you still have some things inside of you that need to be taken out, there's still too much of your flesh left. Jesus often went to the mountains to pray. I really believe with all my heart when he went to the mountain to pray, he was crying out to God. I can't do this. You're going to have to give me more strength. And he could have any time called forth the angels to come and fight his battles for him. And he wouldn't have had to go through anything. You know, Sunday we'll celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Tonight we're celebrating the cross and why the cross had to be. It had to be so you and I could even be sitting in this building tonight. Maybe that's why I've been weeping all day, because I'm troubled in my spirit that even those that profess to know Christ don't live a godly life. And they give God a bad name all the time. I don't want you, if you go to this church, and if you're not living for Christ, I don't want you to say, come and go to the church I go to, because the church you're living is not the church you go to. Are you listening here tonight? You know, I wouldn't go around bragging about writing books or being able to write articles or doing any of that kind of stuff if you're not living for God. Because there's just material stuff. And if people watch you long enough, because we are taught in the Word to check out the fruit. And if people watch us long enough, we're going to know that what you wrote in those books or in those articles is not how you live. I don't know if you know it or not, but God is doing a really, really, really hard shaking right now. This is the last shaking that he's doing to the whole body of Christ. And he really is separating the goat from the sheep right now. Which side are you going to be on? Are you going to be on the side of the goats or on the side of the sheep? There's no reason for you to be in sin. Absolutely none. The Word of God tells you that he has made a way out of every temptation. And I was thinking today about Jesus for you men and women who are perverted. Those women were at his feet constantly, washing his feet with his hair, pouring oil on him, bathing him, but he did not sin. Well, he was the Son of God. No, he was man. He was man. He was just as human as you and I are. So you can't go to God and say, well, you know, I just want to help myself. That's not true. Because in the Word, it gives you a way out of every temptation. The Word tells you how you should be living. I want you to think right as you're setting your seats. What kind of a picture are you showing other people? A picture of Jesus. Are you showing him the true picture, or are you showing him the false picture? I have a daughter at home who used to go to church with me, but we were in this church and we found out, and she found out. We both found at the same time they were in a mess. And she said to me one day, Mom, I don't want to go to church no more. Because if this is what's going on in the churches, I don't need that. She said, I have that in the world. She's a good kid. But watching sin in a church turned her off of churches, not off of God, but off of churches. So are you turning people off of God or onto God? These are all things. Well, God said these things are so lacking in the body of Christ, the holiness nature. And you're showing the world a wrong picture of my son, Jesus. And he said, you're lacking, so lacking in your walk with him. Tonight, God was trying to, this is what he's saying, but everything went on. He was trying to open up your spiritual eyes so that you could see yourself the way God sees you. And some of you are lacking to the point that if you don't get it right, you're not going to make it to heaven. There's plenty of pictures about heaven that are true. There's plenty of pictures about hell that are true. But so to fix your heart so you don't get under condemnation, you say, well, that's really not true. Well, when you find out it is true, it's going to be too late. When you didn't make it through that narrow gate, it's going to be too late because you'll be in hell, forever tormented in hell. You can't get out of there. And I'm going to tell you, it's not a good place. And even though you think that's where you want to go today, when you get there, you're going to find out you wish you had never gotten there. So what you have to do here tonight on Good Friday is, if your heart's not right with God, you have to get it right. And I mean not pretend right, I mean 100% right. Or if you want God to fill you so full of himself that you, without saying a word, that you are an inspiration to a lost person, that they want what you have. And the altar's open for that tonight. And you know what? I cry every day, God, let your glory be so strong on me that no matter where I go, what I do, people will want what I have. They'll want the real Jesus and not the fake one that the church puts out there. So the altar's open for that.